Later on in the service, we'll include an additional prayer, Mevarchim HaChodesh. And during Mevarchim HaChodesh, we bless the new month of Cheshvan. And so who knows, what word do we usually add to the month of Cheshvan when we bless the holiday? Correct. I heard a few people say it. We usually say Mar Cheshvan. We bless the bitter month of Cheshvan. So why would we do that? Why do we call it a bitter month of Cheshvan? One answer that's given is because this particular month is void of any holidays. Correct. Now for some of us, it feels odd to say what a bitter month, because frankly, some of us need a little bit of a break. It's a little bit of a breather after such a huge month of Tishrei, so much celebration, so much joy. It seems nice to go into a Shabbat, to go into a month that seems rather ordinary. Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz, one of the great modern commentators of the Talmud, says it's natural for human beings to live from special day to special day. And we know that's true. As soon as we celebrate one birthday, we're already thinking about how we want to celebrate the next. And I have to tell you, the day after Simchat Torah, our staff immediately had two meetings speaking about Hanukkah and Purim. And you know as well as I do, right after Labor Day, if you go to Costco, whether or not you want to see it, you may see the pilings of Thanksgiving and Christmas decorations on the shelves. Not just for economic reasons, I think, but also because of that notion by Rabbi Steinsaltz that we live from special day to special day, and it's often difficult for us to embrace the ordinary. And he seems to understand why. Because during the holidays, we dress in a particular way. During the holidays, we eat special food. During the holidays, we include different liturgy to help us reflect on our lives and grow closer in our relationship to God. And when you come into what seems like an ordinary day, the challenge now falls upon us. We now have to ask ourselves the question, what's missing in my life that I want to tackle, that liturgy, that special liturgy may not address, that my clothes won't necessarily remind me of, or the foods that I eat? How do I make the routine and ordinary seem beautiful and reverent and holy? And so Rabbi Steinsaltz points to a verse in the Torah to remind us of how to make the ordinary extraordinary. He says that when the Israelites were marching through the Sea of Reeds, it doesn't just say they were marching through the Sea of Reeds. It says they were marching through the sea on dry ground. And the rabbi says, what a funny thing to include. Why do you need to include that phrase, dry ground? Clearly they're walking through the sea. Isn't that miracle enough? Who cares that they're on dry ground? But he says, unfortunately, it often takes the miracle of two towers of water hovering over your head to make you realize the significance of walking on a firm, strong foundation. But guess what? We have that strong, firm foundation each and every day of our lives. We walk upon dry ground every day. And so he says the wonder of the ordinary day is looking at dry ground and realizing what a miracle it is to live in this world and be able to take step after step. Might seem routine to you, but to others, that's one of the most miraculous gifts we can receive. And so I challenge all of us, when we think about ordinary measures in our life, perhaps the sun setting and the sun rising, seemingly ordinary, but if you think about it, It's pretty miraculous. When we think about going to sleep at night and reawakening each and every day with renewed vigor and strength and purpose, we might see it as ordinary, but again, pretty miraculous to me. And then coming here together, spending Shabbat as a community, celebrating a bar mitzvah, celebrating a baby naming, having the chance to be in each other's presence, and to be in the presence of God, might seem ordinary to us, but what a gift. So, I no longer think Mar Cheshvan holds the same kind of bitterness than I once did. Instead, I hope when we hear that blessing of the new month, I hope you think to yourself, how do I make this seemingly ordinary day, this seemingly ordinary month, into something that is truly a miracle, truly extraordinary? Shabbat Shalom.